Welcome back to another episode of Justin's Pull List right here on Capes and Tights, a comic book and pop culture podcast. I'm your host, Justin Soderberg. This is my pull list. Each week, I stop by Galactica Comics and Collectibles in Bangor, Maine on Hammond Street and grab my pull list from my buddy, Paul. He pulls it aside for me. That's what it is. So if you have an LCS near you and you want to pick up your comic books, go by, pick them up. But ask to have them subscription box or pull list or whatever you have in your area, what it's called at your store, and have them pull your comic books aside. Paul does it in a cool way. Every week he sends you a list. You tell him what you want. He puts it on there. However, if you are very interested in some books, let them know well in advance so they can get it on FOC. And it would make every comic book store owner really happy for you to do that. So we're not here to talk about FOC. We're here to talk about this week's pull list for November 10th, 2021. Just to let everybody know, a little thing I like to say at the beginning, I do not buy DC Comics. Nothing against DC is just not on my list. So you won't see those, or you'll rarely see those on my list. So follow us, like us, subscribe, all that stuff on Facebook and Instagram at Capes and Tights Podcast, on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod. And you can visit our website, capesandtights.com. Also, Apple, Spotify, and all your major podcasting platforms out there. You can subscribe and follow to those as well. So let's get right into it. So this week, I'm going to be picking up Amazing Spider-Man number 78. There's a couple of cool covers on that, but I think I'll probably pick up cover A and cover C on that book as well this week. Deadpool, Black, White, and Blood number 4. Eternals number 7. Miles Morales number 32. Star Wars High Republic number 11. Strange Academy number 13. Thing number 1. That's a cool new book coming out from the Fantastic Four world. Thing number 1. Undiscovered Country, number 17. Great book out there by Charles Soule. I love it so far. 17 issues in, kind of out of this world, post-apocalyptic kind of thing, but like it's a great book. And What's the Farthest Place from Here, number 1. That's coming out at the end. We've been waiting a long time for that book as well. It was going to be my featured book of the week. However, I think I'm going to have to go with a Marvel comic book, and that is Venom, number 1, with Al Ewing, Rom V, and Brian Hitch getting together and basically just knocking it out of the park for another launch of a Venom series, hot off the tails of Donny Cates' series that ended with issue number 200 in 2021. So that's my list. What I will read for you right now is the solicitation for Venom number 1. It's a long one. Marvel likes to put this out there and get you like to roped in and to try to buy the comic book. I'm very, 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 very excited about that. That comic book coming out this week. So hot off the heels of Venom number 200 in Extreme Carnage, we're closing out 2021 with one of the most ambitious symbiotes books in symbiote history, an all-new Venom from some of comics' greatest talents. Marvel mainstay Al Ewing, who himself just entered a character-redefining run on Immortal Hulk, is being joined by Rom V, a horror maestro all his own, to craft a mind-bending, gut-wrenching tale of symbiosis, the likes of which Marvel Universe has never seen. As if that wasn't enough, they've been joined by industry legend Brian Hitch, who is leaving it all on the page. We haven't led you astray yet, have we? So trust us when we tell you, you have never seen a Venom like this. It's got me roped in. I'm really excited to go read that book as well. So so here we go. Amazing Spider-Man number 78, Deadpool's Black, White, and Blood number 4, Eternals number 7, Miles Morales, Spider-Man, number 32. Star Wars, High Republic, number 11. Strange Academy, 13. Thing, number 1. Undiscovered Country, number 17. What's the Farthest Place from Here? Again, another book that I'm really looking forward to. Look that up because that's a great book. I cannot wait to read that book over at Image. And Venom, number 1. A relaunch of that series with Al Ewing, Rom V, and Brian Hitch. Really excited for that. Some great cover A's, great cover B's this week. I'll be grabbing a couple of number 1 issues from What's the Farthest Place from Here, as well as Venom number 1. So look for those. Contact your LCS. Get those on your list and enjoy this week's comics. Great list. I think it's a cool list. Some Marvel, some Image, some independent stuff on there as well. Make sure you subscribe, follow, rate, review, all that stuff to us on Apple and Spotify. We put these out every week, every Monday. This week, we talked to Marvin Nguyen, who is an independent publisher who has released a comic book called The Edge. It's a great conversation that comes out on Tuesday, so check that out. We also had last week, we talked Iron Man movies, we talked Todd McFarlane covers, so check all those out on our feed as well. and check out the subscribe, rate, and review and all that stuff. This Tuesday, again, Marvin Nguyen. The following week, we'll be reviewing Shang-Chi once it hits Marvel or Disney Plus. Marvel's review or our review of that Marvel movie next week. So check that one out as well. We're getting rolling right in here. Some of these new Marvel movies coming out, and we'll be throwing some reviews up as well. So check all those out. So follow us, rate, review, all that stuff on Apple and Spotify and all your major podcasting platforms, so you get the latest issues, episodes of our little tiny comic book podcast we've got going on here. Also follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Capes and Tights Podcast, and on Twitter at Capes Tights Pod. And follow us or visit our website, capesandtights.com. That's my pull list this week. Make sure you contact your local comic book shop and get on a pull list or subscription box. Support local comics. Read comics. Until next time, I've been Justin Soderberg. Peace.